spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing font? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you daily walking by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Rest each moment in the crucified. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, white, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I am washed, I am washed in the blood, in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. My garments are spotless, I am white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm always amazed and blessed at how enthusiastically we can sing a song like this that has its roots in such horror, the blood that was shed on our behalf. There's a great scene in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe after Aslan is slain. And the children come to him and talk about his death by the deep magic of the witch. And in that deep and magnificent voice, Aslan says, "Yes, but there's a deeper magic still." And that deeper magic that brought him back to life is reflective of the glory of the wonder and the miraculous nature of such a tragic event as the shedding of the blood of Jesus, bringing us to a place of rejoicing and acceptance and celebration and worship. So welcome to worship this morning, really all because of that event that cost Jesus his life and gave us our new lives. Amen? Let's worship him today.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by Your presence, Lord. Seen of from the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Yes, yes, by your presence.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Fill this place with your glory, Lord. Your joy, your happiness. Father, your healing, your deliverance. Teaching power of the Holy Spirit in this place today, Father. Father, we love you, and we know it's because of your great love toward us. It's the only reason we're here today. Over the mountains and the seas, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing. When your love came down, I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing. When your love came down, I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love. I feel like dancing. Well, it's foolishness, I know. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. We will sing of your love forever. We will sing of your love together. We will
sing of your love forever. We will sing of your love together.
Over the mountains and the seas, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down.
Hallelujah.
You know, as we partake of the Lord's Supper a little later in the service, I want you to go back to that place where that you remember the first time His love came down to you and revealed Christ to you. You may be seated.
Well, we're about halfway into the first month of the new year, and we're all, I guess, adjusting to the fact that it's 2017, trying to adjust to the fact that someday soon we may see some sunshine. We'll all feel a lot better. I've talked to several folks. A little of the mud to clear up and the sunshine will help us all. I want to welcome you once again to services this morning. So glad that you could be with us. And before I go any further, just a couple of things that I know you'd be interested in knowing. Gail Bailey, who told us last Sunday she'd be going to Mexico, has arrived down there. I think she left Friday, and I understand that she has arrived safely. Austin Reed, who is heading out Tuesday to Guatemala, has arrived safely in Guatemala, and so we're thankful for that. I believe sometime today, if not already, Kent and Michelle are flying to Costa Rica on vacation. So they are traveling. So all those folks who are traveling and have traveled, we pray God's mercy on them and traveling graces and all of that. Also, Paula Piazza told me this morning she'd gotten a text from Ed and Kim Miller. Many of you remember Ed and Kim, who were part of our church. Their daughter, Christina, I think, is just now going into labor. And so I know they'd appreciate our prayers for this new arrival. This would be Christina's first child. So those are things that I know about that I wanted to share before I forgot them. And if there are other things in just a moment, George, if in a moment if you take this microphone and see if there are other things people want to share. I do want to let you know this morning, Robbie Corley will be sharing the message. And I'm, you know, the two times that Robbie has spoken, I've been gone. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity of just being seated and being blessed this morning. We've been mentioning for about 3 weeks now, next Saturday is our first staff meeting of the new year. I think everyone who's been a part of those staff meetings in the past, who's on staff, would be familiar, and a couple of new things with hospitality and decorating. I've talked to those folks and asked them, Brenda and Michelle, to try and be in that meeting as well, and I think everybody else is informed. Hopefully you can make it. If you get there by 9 o'clock, you'll get there in time for breakfast. If you come for 8:30, you can have a little extra coffee and fellowship together, and we'll have our agenda set to be finished by noon. So we are asking for about half a day of your time next Saturday. Adult Bible study and potluck, as has been going on for a few weeks now. We got so engrossed in the second chapter of Galatians that we didn't even finish it. That's why you don't have any Bible study questions from chapter 3. And then I've been made aware more and more of opportunities in our community, like the Christian Life Center, the Amber's Landing, the Haven Care Center, and there are other places where volunteers are needed, the Mercer County Resource Ministry. These are things that if you would just say, you know, I can spare a couple of hours a week, once a month, there's some real opportunities to meet some real needs. So I'm just putting that out there, and if you think God may be tugging at your heart or speaking to your mind about this, I'll put you in touch with some folks. And you may just find your niche. I will go ahead and look at the birthdays, and then we'll see if you have anything that you need to share. Emerald Lee on Tuesday the 17th, and our granddaughter Hannah on Wednesday the 18th. Thursday the 19th, Daniel Jarvis, that's Crystal's son, and I believe that's it. We're wanting to be sure and keep all of our files updated on birth dates and anniversaries and the church family. So if you've been left off or something's incorrect, see Talitha and make sure we get that corrected. But happy birthday to all those folks. Does anyone have something you'd like to share for prayer request or an announcement that we need to make? If so, George will find you. Just raise your hand. David is back there.
I'd just like to thank everyone for praying for my brother. He is home now with a vent tube coming out of his side where they did took out part of his lung due to cancer, but he's doing okay.
Yeah, it's like Terry was talking up to Christian Life Center. They can use some more volunteers up there because I went up there and volunteered, and I was really amazed at how many people do need the help here in Mercer County. It just overwhelmed me at all the people that come in there for help, and especially 50% of that is for kids, and that's what really touched my heart was that right there. And I think if you sit back and think about it, God will lead you that way, and it's to His glory to do that, and I love helping people anyway. And that's it.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want a prayer for my daughter and her family who lives up in Idaho who are getting an insane amount of snow. They're in a very high avalanche area where they live at, and her husband is out plowing roads just about every single night. So we just pray that God's going to just cover them.
Well, you can, every Sunday, and then if you're on the prayer chain, you can look at your bulletin and see the prayer requests, and we want to remember those folks as well as the updates that we've had. I shared with some of the fellows that I had breakfast with, Sawyer Sherrod, the young man who was 12 years old and had a liver transplant the Sunday that Michelle and I were gone. He just keeps getting good reports. It's been miraculous, and I was telling those gentlemen, I guess it was the middle of this week on Thursday, just passed. They had blood work, and they went to Cincinnati Children's, and his dad asked the doctor, he said, "Is Sawyer doing good?" And the doctor said, "No, he's doing great." And so they are praising the Lord and recognizing the miracle of everything, the timing to get that liver, that it has so far responded well. So it's always good when we can rejoice over some miracles. So just continue to look at that prayer list. There are different needs. And from time to time, I ask you, if you are one of those folks or have information about some of those folks that needs to be updated or changed, let Talitha know that so that she can keep it as current as possible. So at this time, we'll just bow before the Lord. And as always, I think it's good if there are prayers on your heart. You don't have to have a designated person to pray. God's listening, and we come together. I know together as we pray, we nearly always feel unified and saying, "Lord, amen, we agree, we lift this up before you." So with the full unity of the body, feel free to lift up your praise and your prayers to the Lord at this time.
Father, we thank you very, very much for always hearing our prayers. Help us to stay in touch with you, Lord. Help us not only to verbalize, but to have ears to hear, to follow your promptings and your nudgings. Thank you that you lead us and guide us. Thank you that you said that your sheep would hear your voice. And so, Father, as we think about the things that have been shared this morning, both in print and verbally, we lift them all up before you. We know that weather can be a real obstacle, and there are folks who deal with it. And Matt's request for his daughter and son-in-law in Idaho, we pray for their safety. We pray for people in various parts of the country who are enduring overwhelming weather circumstances, Father, to watch over them, to provide the needs that they have. And on that same line, Father, it reminds us of all our brothers and sisters in third world countries, in persecuted countries where they don't have the things that we take for granted. Help us, Father, to identify with them as best we can by lifting them up, praying for your blessings. We know, Father, that you do watch over, and there are things beyond our ability to understand the whys, but we trust all these things into your hands. And Father, one thing I believe that you'd show us for sure, and that is if any of those circumstances present us an opportunity that we can minister grace, love, and help, allow us to do that. May we be willing to do that, Father, to be your ministers of grace and understanding. Continue to lead us in this service today, and thank you for each one who's here to worship, and we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
This time we will have just another couple of songs to help prepare our hearts for communion. And then after those songs, we will be sharing communion together. Joyce will be ministering to us to piano, and we will prepare our hearts, and we will serve you here at the altar this morning. So if the worship team would come back, and if each of us, and Rock always reminds us, and I will too, if you feel comfortable standing, please stand to worship the Lord. If you can worship just as well at your seat, you do that, and we'll worship him as we prepare for the Lord's Supper.
To know you in your suffering.
goodness, and I love you more. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my home, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness. And I love you, Lord. And we love you,
thank you.
like a rushing wind. Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way.
You may be seated. In preparation for the Lord's Supper this morning, you noticed in the bulletin the article for kindness' sake, drawn from the 9th chapter of 2 Samuel. It's a short chapter, only 13 verses. And I'm going to read it, and I want each of us to listen carefully and see in this short reading of about 2.5 minutes if you can get the picture of where we stand with the Lord because of His kindness and the table to which we are invited this morning. You may just close your eyes or however you choose to listen best. 2 Samuel, beginning in verse 1 of chapter 9. Now David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant in the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "At your service." Then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lo-debar." Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lo-debar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "Here is your servant." So David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." Then he bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon a dead dog as I?" And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his house. You, therefore, and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him. You shall bring in the harvest, that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so shall your servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons. I will let you draw your own conclusions and applications about the majesty and the kindness and the beauty of that story in the Old Testament. If Joyce would come at this time, and George and Rod and Brian to help serve, we're going to be eating at the king's table. And we're going to be eating at the king's table solely because of the king's kindness.
Father, this morning we are so grateful for what you've done for us, that we get to dine with you and right here, right now, that we get to partake of the broken body of Christ and drink of the blood that was poured out for us. Father, thank you so much for the forgiveness of sin, for the cleansing and the making of all unrighteousness gone away, and making us holy in your sight. Cleanse us all this day. And Father, for those who partake of the bread this morning, I pray, Father, that all the gifts that were appropriated would be resident in their lives, that healing would flow, all that you have done through the broken body of Christ would be ours today. Father, we bless you and we honor you and we thank you for the deep things of God. We thank you, Lord, for understanding. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you give us to know what you've done for us. We bless Jesus this morning and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the ransom you paid. In Jesus' name.
Would you offer a blessing on the cup?
Father, we thank you for your wonderful plan, your plan of salvation. We thank you that you saw it necessary to pour all of our sin and all of our sickness upon Jesus. Even Father, the disturbances we have within our soul, you put on that Son of yours on the cross. And through his shed blood, we inherit all of the benefits. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
And partake as the Lord leads you.